Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 18, verses 16 and 17. Then Jesus called for the children and said to the disciples, "Let the children come to me, don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Jesus continually surprised people, but his reaction to children would have been particularly astonishing to his hearers. Children had no status in law, and at best they were regarded as potential adults who needed to be seen, but certainly not heard. The disciples were keen to protect their rabbi from the children so that he could get on with the serious business of instructing the adults. However, as was so often the case, Jesus turned their thinking upside down. Not only did Jesus welcome the children, but he said that they provided the role model for his disciples to follow. What was Jesus getting at? He wasn't encouraging his followers to be childish. He wanted them to come to him with openness and simple trust. The beauty of children is that they haven't lived long enough to make life complicated. I'm sure he also wanted to encourage a spirit of adventure in them. I love seeing the delight in children's eyes when they experience something new. The Christian life is a daily adventure in which God is constantly inviting us to face new challenges and new opportunities. Only a childlike attitude will do. Jesus' words couldn't have been stronger. Not only were children to be the role model for every Christian disciple, but Jesus declared that if anyone refused to come like a child, they would be denied entry into the kingdom of God. That's a very blunt message. But he wanted them to know that an arrogant person would never be welcomed by God. It's only as we humble ourselves like children and come to God with empty hands that he's able to bless us. So let me ask you a question. What do you most need to learn from the example of children? Now let me pray with you. Help us, Lord, to become more and more childlike as we trust you in every part of our lives. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.